Everyone from Governor Gina Raimondo down to the newest state lawmaker has a plan to create jobs in Rhode Island, which is still struggling with one of the nation's highest unemployment rates. Raimondo says she has a laser focus on economic development, and a gaggle of General Assembly members have submitted legislation that would give tax breaks to businesses that hire Rhode Islanders at decent wages. What nobody seems to be talking about is why more Rhode Islanders in the hard-pressed building trades are not being hired at Quonset Point. Submarine maker Electric Boat is building new facilities at the former U.S. Navy base as it prepares to fulfill a contract for more Virginia-class submarines. Yet union leaders in the construction industry have been complaining behind the scenes for months about the lack of hiring. The building trades have been hard hit by the recession. Roy Colombe of Ironworkers Local 37 says it's been very difficult to get the private contractors hired by Electric Boat to bring on local workers, especially union ironworkers. Colombe says if you look at the cars near the construction sites, you see license plates from states like Texas and North Carolina, not Rhode Island. Colombe claims just two of 20 ironworkers currently on the job are members of his union local. George Nee, president of the state AFL-CIO, says Electric Boat should do more to encourage contractors to hire locally. The company employs about 3,000 people building submarines in Quonset. Nee acknowledges that's a lot of workers, but hiring more Rhode Island workers in the building trades would show a greater commitment to the state. Okay, so union leaders obviously want companies to hire their members. That's no surprise. What is surprising is the lack of a project labor agreement on the Quonset work that would require contractors to hire local union employees. Many companies resist these agreements because union workers cost more money. In this case, it seems those companies won out. The situation is emblematic of a deeper issue, the decline of organized labor. And that's at the heart of an economic problem that just about every Democrat and even some Republicans talk about, the increase in income inequality. Many studies point to a connection between the decline in private sector unions and income inequality. This is especially true among men, says Jake Rosenfeld, a labor expert at the University of Washington. He told the New York Times that a full-time construction worker earns roughly $10,000 less per year now than in 1973, measured in today's dollars. At the same time, the percentage who are unionized has dropped from more than 40% to 14%. For years, most of Rhode Island's largest public building projects have been built with project labor agreements, ensuring jobs for significant numbers of union workers. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who favors such agreements at Quonset, says the state has benefited from the use of well-trained union construction workers who have a history of bringing projects in on time and on budget. During her campaign, Democrat Raimondo said she favored project agreements for large projects like the Electric Boat expansion. She was elected with the support of the building's trade unions, including the Ironworkers and the Laborers International Union of North America. But since taking office, she has not publicly made any statements on the Quonset labor issue. Senator Jack Reed, the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, is largely responsible for the multi-billion-dollar submarine contracts won by Electric Boat. Congressman Jim Langevin holds a seat in the House Armed Services Committee. He, too, has been silent on this matter. It's easy to hold press conferences and photo op summits to talk about economic development. Ditto for blue ribbon commissions and the endless white papers that have floated around our state for years, enriching consultants without putting jobs within the reach of Rhode Islanders. Raimondo deserves a honeymoon as she prepares for her first budget, and Reed should get credit for bringing the submarine work to his home state. But it's time they both stepped up and work with Electric Boat brass to ensure that Rhode Island workers get a fair shot at construction jobs financed by the taxpayer.